Hello and welcome to the Relationship Anxiety Podcast. I'm your host, Mikkel, and today we're talking about rejection. I recently had the chance to coach a client who noticed herself way obsessing over a possible relationship and analyzing all the things that she could have said, should have said, all the things that he said and did, and her mind was wanting to spin on it. And whenever there is obsessive mental spinning that's happening, more often than not, there is an emotion that's hiding. Underneath all of the thinking and analyzing and figuring out, there is a painful emotion that needs to be seen. And the emotion for this client, what was hiding underneath all of the overthinking and analyzing, was the feeling of rejection. And rejection very often is one of those emotions that often fuels overthinking and relationship anxiety. So we're going to spend time exploring, understanding, and talking about rejection today. Rejection is an emotion that is very, very painful to us as humans. And I think it's important to know when we experience painful emotions, emotions that are uncomfortable or intense, our brain actually registers them on the same circuits that we experience physical pain. But uncomfortable emotions actually are experienced in our brain the exact same as physical pain, like as if our body was actually injured. So specifically with the feeling of rejection, that feeling is attached to the pain of, if you think about it from an evolutionary standpoint, us having a tribe, a group that we belonged in, that we were then rejected from, kicked out of. And back in the day, when we did not have modern conveniences, that literally could mean death for our brain. For our bodies, not just our brain. In today's day and age, though, our brain sees rejection on the same level. It sees it almost as if death is happening. Physically painful. Back in the day, it was really like, oh no, I'm not going to survive without this group of people. I need them for my livelihood. I need them for my food. And now on some level, we still register the same. So rejection is very painful, uncomfortable emotion to feel. And many of us have not been given the tools and support in knowing how to process and work through rejection. Some of us even have experienced at a young age feelings of rejection or lack of acceptance from our primary caregivers. And so naturally at a young age, we haven't learned how to cope with it and been given that very painful signal of rejection from the ones who are supposed to love us most. So often rejection, we're ill-equipped to manage it, to know how to work with it, and it really can fuel so much overthinking. Sometimes it is past experiences of rejection, rejection with friends, caregivers, loved ones, rejection in past relationships, being rejected from some person you put yourself out there for, being rejected from someone you used to be in a relationship with and they chose to break up with you, having past rejection that we have left unprocessed, we carry that into future relationships. And our brain learns from, okay, that experience of getting rejected was really painful. That experience of that friend not liking me, judging me, criticizing me, that hurt a lot. That experience of not making the soccer team when I tried out, that was painful. So our brain takes note of it. And it says, okay, I'm going to go on high alert and I'm going to make sure you never feel rejection again. I'm going to protect you from that really hard, really uncomfortable feeling. So I will analyze your relationship. I will analyze your partner. And it can look a few ways, which is, one, we might really obsess over how we show up in the relationship, especially if we deal with a lot of doubts of if our partner truly loves us. We might have a strong fear of our partner rejecting us. And so we, ahead of time, what we start doing is we critique ourselves, we find flaws, we try to fix ourselves, we try to perfect ourselves for our partner. We try to improve how we show up. We try to make ourselves more lovable, get thinner, smarter, funnier, whatever the thing is, because we're trying to control or protect ourselves from our partner rejecting us. And the ironic thing about this is, in the process, what we are doing in changing ourselves and trying to shift how we show up is we actually are rejecting ourselves. We're rejecting how we show up. We're rejecting who we are in this very moment. We're saying, hey, you as you are, not good enough. You need to be prettier, thinner, smarter, whatever it is, less anxious, so that your partner won't reject you. Because you right now aren't worthy of being loved. You right now are rejectable. And so we must change, we must fix you to make sure no one rejects you again. And similarly, we also do this when you obsess over if you love your partner. And this might seem a little less obvious, but it's a very similar thing. We start to nitpick our partner. We identify flaws in how they're showing up and what they're doing as a way to protect from other people rejecting us. What? Now, sometimes nitpicking our partner is we are subconsciously afraid they're going to reject us. So basically our brain just kind of decides, okay, well, I'm going to reject them first. Our brain thinks somehow that's less painful. Of like, if we reject them, that won't hurt, right? If I reject him, then it won't hurt as much as him rejecting me. So our brain might kind of nitpick and find all the flaws with our partner as a way of rejecting them first, protecting you from rejection. Or sometimes what it is, again, maybe we are afraid of being rejected by other people. We are afraid of our family, our friends, no longer loving us, no longer accepting us as we are, because here we have welcomed in this new person as part of our life, and it feels like almost this extension of ourselves, of like, okay, here, this is my partner, this person is now a part of my life, this is my other half. Feels like an extension of us that we're putting out there into the world. And I remember very early on in our relationship, when we were first dating and married, really worrying about other people perceiving me as different and other people thinking that I had changed, because I did not want them to reject me. I was afraid this change with my partner would lead to other people no longer loving and rejecting me. So I would try very avidly to make sure that I was the same. But then the other thing I would do is I would look at him and I would find, okay, well, he's maybe too much like this, or he's doesn't do this enough, or like, well, what's this person going to think about this? And what's this? And I started looking at him through this lens of how everyone else in the world would perceive him. And that was my brain's way of controlling for rejection. because if someone I loved, or maybe even just a random person on the street for that matter, I didn't want anyone to judge him. But say someone were to reject him and say he wasn't good enough, to criticize him for not being social enough, smart enough, funny enough, handsome enough, whatever the thing was, if they were to reject him, that therefore felt like rejection to me. Which again, very, very painful to our brains. And so I would go on high alert to protect myself from experiencing that. And it would nitpick and find flaws within him. I would reject him ahead of time. Because here's the thing, if I reject him, if I say, nope, you are not good enough for me, you are flawed, and I create that space between us, now I no longer have to risk people rejecting me because of him. Like, oh, you're judging him? Okay, me too. Don't worry, we're good. So when we're a little more avoidant and judgmental of our partner, a lot of times that can happen as a way of either, one, trying to reject them before they can reject us, or two, we reject them before other people can reject us. Either way, many, many times our brain is working really hard to make sure we don't experience rejection. Making sure that we don't have to feel that because it's so painful. But the reality is, rejection is not something that we can totally control. Because the truth is, there are other people in the world who will judge us, who will think negative thoughts about us and our partner. That is going to happen. It's part of being human. And so we can go around trying to control what everyone thinks, trying to always control what our partner thinks, or what other people think, or what we think. And it just gets really messy. The truth is, sometimes people are going to judge you. Sometimes people might reject you. But what's so important to know is that rejection speaks not about you or your partner, but about them. When someone chooses to dislike us, when someone chooses to not love us, it says nothing about our lovability. It says nothing about our ability to belong. It tells us about this person. It tells us about how this person sees the world, how they interact with and treat other people. It tells us about their perspective. So if we have someone, maybe in the past, an ex or someone we liked that rejected us, we may have internalized that experience as, I am not lovable. People reject me. People don't accept me. When truly, it just tells us about that person. And even maybe some of the things that they are struggling with or about their preferences. And many of us often, because we maybe have these wounds, these parts of us that have been rejected, that are painful and need processed, and we try very hard to control rejection, we may actually even actively seek it out. I know that sounds weird, but hear me out. Some of us even may long for a partner who rejects us. Those of us who are chasing Mr. or Mrs. Unavailable, the one who got away, when say you're dating, we're actively looking and seeking out those who don't approve of us, those who are more critical. We almost can try to control our experience of rejection by actively seeking someone out who rejects us and trying to convince that person to love us. And sometimes that's why in our current relationship, or if you're with someone who is loving, who accepts you as you are, it may feel wrong. It may feel like something you don't want or crave because your sense of love is someone who rejects you, someone who doesn't accept you as you are and trying to earn love from someone. So the answer is not to control other people, making sure they never reject us. The answer is not to make sure that rejection is never an experience that we have in the future. The answer is to learn how to, one, work with that emotion, be able to feel it in your body, knowing how to process whatever sensations happen in your nervous system when rejection arises, how to move through it. Often, then this is like exactly what we do with my client is I helped her process and I helped her feel it. Many of us don't have that. We haven't had that support. We haven't been taught to do that. So instead, what we do is we're so busy trying to avoid a rejection. We're overthinking it and analyzing it. And what actually happens is that rejection can get stuck. It almost becomes like a splinter that gets stuck in our skin. And over time, our skin maybe kind of builds around it and like calluses over it. It's still kind of this painful thing, but it becomes more of a dull pain. And when we learn how to process rejection and how to feel it, that's like taking the splinter out. A little more uncomfortable at first, but long term, so much better for us. So we have to learn how to build that skill, how to experience rejection in a way that is healthy for us, in a way that doesn't require obsession and analyzing and controlling our partner and controlling ourselves. And once we get good at knowing how to experience that, we then also get to be intentional about deciding what rejection from others means and the story we tell ourselves around it. Because someone else choosing to dislike us, someone else choosing to not want to date us, or someone choosing to not like our partner does not have to say anything about who we are. Often that's our temptation, right? But it's to challenge that and to recognize what they're thinking is about them. And then being so conscious about having your own back and what is the story you're telling yourself about you. Because all the approval and all the acceptance from everyone else in the world won't matter when you reject yourself. When that is your internal experience, when we constantly reject who we are and we are always not enough for ourselves, that is what we live in. Other people's approval and acceptance cannot take that away. So we have to learn how to process the rejection we've experienced, and then we have to learn how to radically accept ourselves as we are, every part of us. And when you start having that kind of relationship with yourself, we then become someone who's able to face rejection fearlessly. All right, thanks so much for tuning in today, you guys. Have a beautiful weekend. We'll see you next week. Bye.